This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. One day after announcing the execution of an anti-government protester, Iranian state media said that Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other government officials pledged to continue to crack down on unrest within the country. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in Friday's briefing that Washington is committed to supporting the Iranian people.
We continue to coordinate with allies and partners and find ways to confront Iran's human rights abuses, both in public and also in private.
On Thursday, Iranian state media reported that 23-year-old Mohsen Sakhari was hanged after being convicted of blocking a street and attacking a security force member in Tehran. Iranian courts have issued at least 10 death sentences for people arrested in connection with the protests. The Biden administration has announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine. From the Associated Press, Ben Thomas.
U.S. officials tell the AP the latest package includes large amounts of ammunition and high-tech systems to detect and counter drones. In all, it's about $275 million worth, smaller than most of the recent packages the U.S. has delivered. But it comes as many military officials and experts predict a reduction in attacks over the winter. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia appears to be slowing military activities to regroup for a new offensive when the weather warms. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In its latest assessment, the Institute for the Study of War, a U.S.-based think tank, says that Russian forces have continued ground attacks near Bakhmut and Adiivka. Ukraine's campaign in the south has also likely degraded Russian forces, their logistic lines, and broader Russian morale. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports it is stepping up critical aid to thousands of refugees and internally displaced people in conflict-ridden northern Ethiopia. Lisa Schlein has more.
Aid agencies report they now have unhindered access to Ethiopia's northern Tigray, Afar, and Amhara regions. They say the November 2nd peace agreement signed between the Ethiopian government and the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front is holding. UNHCR representative in Ethiopia, Mamadou Dianbald, says his agency and partners have been able to increase the level of assistance and protection within the region.
This is a game changer.
Bald says UNHCR has relocated 16,000 Eritrean refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A protection site for internally displaced persons in South Sudan is facing severe overcrowding following an influx of new arrivals. Sheila Pone has more.
The violence around villages in Kodok and Fashoda counties has raged for months and has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 people. Another 20,000 have been displaced.
The swelling numbers of civilians escaping the violence is now straining resources at the United Nations Protection of Civilian site in the town of Malakal. The protection camp in Malakal, which was designed to hold 12,000 people, is now at three times its capacity. Those who cannot be accommodated here are being forced to cross to neighboring Sudan, a country already grappling with high number of refugees. Sheila Poni for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Friday that will protect humanitarian assistance from unintended negative impacts across all regimes targeted by UN sanctions. The United States and Ireland initiated the text and led the negotiations. 14 council members voted in favor and only one, India, abstained. Aid groups say that assets frozen in sanctioned regimes can affect their ability to access funds and work with banks to carry out their operations. As the global program for distributing COVID-19 vaccinations to low- and middle-income countries is set to be phased out after next year, experts are warning of a messy transition to ensure countries with the lowest inoculation rates are protected against the coronavirus and new variants are prevented. The sunsetting of COVAX was agreed to earlier this week. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.